Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. Through my book, podcasts like this one, and my blog posts, I'll do my best to help you find the financial life you want through simple steps that hopefully will make your life easier and less stressful. You can find my book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics, online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, at my website, www.moneysmartsforyou, that's the number four letter U.com. You will find my podcast and my blog, in addition to other information that might interest you depending on what you need in your financial life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, please email me at barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. Although February was to be the month about love and romance, last week I brought up the topic of negative interest rates since the Federal Reserve had just had a meeting and covered that topic. I went over how negative interest rates, if they come to pass in this country, will affect your personal finances or how they may already be affecting them. If you missed my podcast from last week, you can listen to last week's show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/moneysmartsforyou, or you can search podcasts at the iTunes store under Money Smarts for You. This week, I'll go over the five tips for you to follow to have the wedding of your dreams that you can afford, since the original theme for February was love and romance. One, know what is the most important thing you want to remember about your wedding. Considering that the wedding ceremony itself lasts about 30 minutes, at the most an hour, and that most receptions last from 3 to 5 hours, the entire event encompasses approximately 6 hours at the most, 6 hours of your entire life, and hopefully it will be your entire life together. You will be so busy socializing that it may be one big blur when you take time to recall it. Of those 6 hours, what do you most want to remember? An entire industry is dedicated to the minute details of weddings, to the dress, the flowers, the favors, the food, the drink, the linens, the plates, the silverware, the tables, the chairs, the tents, the photographs, the music, the invitations, the save the date card, the invitation list, the gifts, the responses, the transportation, and the wedding party and its attire. The list goes on and on. Of all these details, what will you remember most about your wedding? And what do you want to remember about your wedding? It may matter to you to have a photo with great-grandmother Ruthie, but you may not care if the plates at the table are white with a gold band or just plain white china. You may want to look beautiful in your dress or handsome in your suit or tuxedo, but will you remember whether the linens have white-on-white embroidery or are standard white tablecloths? Once you decide what matters to you, then go with it. Don't worry about impressing anyone but you and your beloved. The father of a recent bride told me that the most successful weddings have loving family and friends in attendance, good food, good drinks, and good music. Everything else really doesn't matter. Invite the people who matter to you, serve the food and beverages you like, and listen to music that makes you happy and makes you want to dance. When my husband and I got married, we just wanted things to go smoothly since we had children to include in the ceremony and his family and friends coming in from out of town. Both my parents were no longer living, and we'd both been married before. What I most remember from our wedding was that we got married and then all hell broke loose. Our photographer left his most expensive lens at the church, so my husband had to drive him down there. We missed a lot of photo opportunities. We had a cold front rolling in, bringing thunderstorms and cold weather. So we had to take clothes to our children at the sleepover at the hotel where they ordered too much pizza and ice cream, resulting in a good friend having to crawl over a balcony railing to get to one of our daughter's rooms because they were being security conscious and wouldn't let her in from the hall door. Thank goodness we had a small wedding with friends and family. We had our friends, the Jim Cullum Jazz Band, heavy hors d'oeuvres, cake and champagne. I think we had one dance together, but I really can't remember. Since then, I've made up for it by always dragging my husband out on the dance floor when there's a great party or wedding we attend. Just remember, it's your wedding, so please yourselves within the financial means that you have to spend. Number two, know who is paying for the wedding. Whether the two of you will attend the ceremony and reception alone or by entertaining every person you know, consider the cost of what you're doing in relation to the enjoyment you are receiving. Make decisions based on what pleases the two of you. A small wedding followed by a great honeymoon, the two of you on a beach with your closest friends, a ceremony at a small chapel in the country with a picnic afterwards, an outdoor service in a garden with champagne and cake afterward. Weddings come in every shape and size, so make it memorable and special for you. Remember to be considerate of whoever is paying for your wedding. Is your family traditional, living with the belief that the ceremony and reception are the financial responsibility of the bride's family, while the groom and his family take care of the rehearsal dinner? Or are you and your partner going to pay your own way for this special event? Be considerate of your family and their ability to pay. Ask how much they're willing to spend or plan to spend. If you and your partner are paying for everything yourselves, then venture carefully into the discussion of your idea of a dream wedding. Wedding expenses can mount up quickly, and usually the more frills you have and the more people you invite, the more you will spend. Be careful about spending more than you can afford. Going into debt in order to pay for an event that lasts less than a day may not be in your best interests. Work out a wedding plan that respects a budget and gives you what your heart desires. Keep in mind what you most want to remember of your wedding, because if your parents are paying for the wedding, they may take over and it may become the wedding your mom never had but always wanted, or the social event of the year in your town. If you know what you want and have thought it through, then draft an expense plan and present it shortly after you tell your parents the big news about the wedding, especially if you want or expect them to pay for the event. If you have no clue about how to draft an expense plan for a wedding, you can take a look at chapters 8, 9, and 10 in my book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics, and it'll give you a pretty good idea how to do it. The other thing you may want to do is ask any older adults that you may know, even friends of your parents who've maybe had a daughter or son get married. They might be able to sit down with you and kind of go over the basic categories. If you've already outlined what you want, have a pretty good idea of what will cost, and then describe your plan to your parents, being firm that it is your wedding, you may find that they will gladly follow the big three S's. That is, smile, shut up, and sign. Three, what wedding planners do, and will you need one? Will you need a wedding planner? A professional can help you from the date you're engaged through the stroke of midnight the day you're married. If you don't need that much help, then hire a planner just for the day of the wedding to take care of the details that you don't have time to attend to on your own special day. If you can't afford a planner, then perhaps a trusted friend will agree to handle the details on the day of the ceremony and reception. Remember, sometimes wedding planners have their own ideas of what they think the wedding should be like, and sometimes they get kickbacks from the various entities that they recommend to you. You need to get clarity with the wedding planner, ask them if they have a contract, and find out exactly how they get paid. Do they get paid a fee? Do they get paid on an hourly basis? Do they get a percentage of commission on the items that you end up choosing for your wedding? The last thing you want to do is be arguing with your parents, your future in-laws, and the wedding planner, as well as your future spouse-to-be, about what the wedding's going to be like. Obviously, you will have to have some kind of organized system in place so you can delegate all of the tasks on the schedule, as well as the phone numbers for the limo, florist, musicians, cake maker, caterer, wedding party, officiant, and anyone else needed for your ceremony and reception. Find a wedding planner who understands the concept of a budget or an expense plan, same thing, and staying within that budget. Some wedding planners both charge you a fee and receive commission from the various vendors recommended to you. Inquire about how the planners you're interviewing are paid. Read their contract and verify their references. Having a wedding planner can take the stress off of you and your family members the day of the event, leaving you to focus on getting dressed, being with your loved ones, and looking radiant or handsome the day of your ceremony or celebration. You want someone who's organized, reliable, and who's capable of making good decisions quickly in the event something changes in the last few days leading up to your special day. If you're considering using a wedding planner, ask if you can crash a wedding or two they're involved with. to see them in action and observe how the event proceeds. This is not unusual. Very frequently it takes place, not only so that you can see what they do, but also so you can do things like look at the way the tables are set up, listen to the band they may be recommending, things like that. Obviously, you don't want to end up in any of the photographs. You want to be discreet about your presence, but it is something that you may want to consider doing. Many reception halls, hotels, and clubs will gladly allow you to attend one or two special events so you can get the flavor of their work and see if it meets your expectations. 4, have a wedding expense plan and don't go into debt. Before you set your heart on your perfect wedding, think about these numbers. A destination wedding can cost upward of $60,000. Entertaining 300 of your closest friends with a band, live band, dinner, and open bar will run at least $100,000. Sharing your joy with immediate family and friends with wedding cake and domestic champagne and a four-piece band may run around $10,000 or more. If you imagined the type of wedding featured in the magazines and on television, now you may want to think about having a small wedding and spending your money on a great honeymoon instead. Based on personal experience for planning my stepdaughter's wedding, here's a list of typical wedding expenses you may encounter along the journey to your special day. Once you research the range of costs for each category, you can create a spending plan that fits your financial situation or that of your family. Congratulations on your upcoming nuptials and good luck. You may have to pay for the location for the ceremony, for the wedding license, obviously, honorarium for the officiate, the minister or the judge, clothing for the happy couple, wedding dress, new suit or tux rental, you'll have to decide. Flowers, are you going to have a bouquet, boutonnieres? Are you going to need flowers for the location for the ceremony? Are you going to need flowers for the reception location? 6, photographer, you're going to need an engagement photo or not, a bridal portrait, which you may want to have on display at the wedding or in the paper, ceremony, have pictures of the actual ceremony itself, and also at the reception. You'll also have to decide, do you want a videographer? Do you want people to be interviewed? Do you want photographs in black and white or in color? Do you just want the photographs themselves, or do you want a pretty book put together? Nowadays, with all the computerized books that you can create, you can practically have anything that you want. Transportation for the wedding party. You'll probably need to look at paying for transportation for wedding guests, out-of-town guests, to get from wherever they're staying. If you've picked what I call your wedding hotel, which is where everyone would stay so that they can get together and have a drink after the rehearsal dinner or a drink after the wedding and the reception, et cetera, you'll need to have some form of transportation to move people from that location to the location for the reception. Will you want save-the-date cards? You'll need invitation and response cards, including postage for both, unless you're going to be very techie and somewhat avant-garde and decide to do everything electronically. You will need to have a location for the reception, which you will have to pay for in some capacity, either via an actual deposit or it will be included in the cost of the food and drink that you may purchase at that location. You may need decorations for that reception. You'll have to find out if linens are included, what kind of chairs, what do those cost. There may be 3 or 4 different kinds of chairs. Will you need flowers for the bar, for the buffet table, or not? These are all things that will be discussed during the process. Beverages will need to be served at the reception. Whether they're alcoholic or not, you'll have to decide, and then you'll have to select what you're going to have. Are you going to have a house brand? Are you going to have a specific red wine, white wine, and champagne? What are those choices? And you will have to make them ahead of time, and they will all have different price points. In addition, there'll be food at the reception, and there may be several different kind of packages. There are some hotels here in San Antonio that offer you various levels of packages that include everything from high price point alcohol to heavy hors d'oeuvres, and everything is tiered. So you can have a less expensive but still very impressive array of choices, or you can have a much more extensive array of a buffet or something of that sort, or even a seated dinner if you wish. And this, it all depends on how much you want to spend. Music at the ceremony and at the reception will also be something you'll need to look at, whether you want those things or what those will cost, whether you're going to have party favors. I personally feel like a wedding is not a children's birthday party, but some people like to do things like photo booths where people will have a remembrance of their being all dressed up and being with their friends in a particular place. Gifts for the wedding party for your bridesmen, bridesmaids and your groomsmen are usually part of the deal, and you'll have to select that. Valet parking expenses, if you're going to need to hire valet parkers to handle people's cars that may be coming separately from your out-of-town guests. You'll need hotel rooms for your first night of marriage. Or room, and you may need a room to dress in. Each of you may need a room to dress in if you're having an event at a hotel, and then you may want a suite or someplace special to stay in that first night. You'll need tips for everyone. You'll need stationery for thank you notes. You may need activities for children if they are invited, or a babysitter to cover them. And you may need to be clear about whether children are welcome at your ceremony and or at the reception. And then if you are inviting a whole lot of people, you'll need to be prepared to pay for future wedding gifts that you'll have to give to all the people that are not yet married whom you've invited to your wedding. And if you need a wedding planner, you will need to pay for them as well. Remember to decide on what you want to spend on your wedding and then create your spending plan. In other words, if you have a maximum that you can spend, take that maximum number and then start working your way down until you get to zero. Here's some ideas of ways that you can save money. Instead of having floral arrangements that will fade and die, you can always do beautifully presented potted plants. Orchids are particularly lovely. Or if you're having a spring or early summer wedding, you may want to pick some perennials or some annuals that can then be moved to someone's garden, maybe the newlywed's garden or the parents' garden, and planted, or possibly a garden in your community where maybe that would be a commemorative act that you and your spouse-to-be would do. You can always use the in-house cutlery and plates instead of the fancy chargers or gold rim plates. As I mentioned before, many hotels offer packages, including the room for your first night together. And then, of course, just remember that you may want the beautiful white-on-white linen, or you may want the lovely blue taffeta or something of that sort in terms of linens on the table. But keep in mind, will you remember that? And I think that's something that's really, really important. The room will be beautiful no matter how it's done, because it will, you'll be taking a blank canvas and making it lovely with your taste and your desires. But try to keep yourself in a budget. Number five, plan a honeymoon and reentry to your new life and your old one. Once the music stops, the cake is gone, the champagne bottles are empty, and your friends and family have returned home, you and your betrothed will be married. Together, you will face the world and all its challenges. Don't be surprised if you feel a little emotional letdown after all the planning and excitement of executing your wedding. Your honeymoon is the opportunity for you and your mate to take a vacation to recover from your wedding and settle into life together. Hopefully, you've been as careful in developing the spending plan for your honeymoon trip as for your wedding. Setting money aside for a destination that fits your overall spending plan will make your return to married life together more pleasant. Taking a road trip to a small country inn or a quaint seaside village or to a glossy hotel in a nearby city will be a great beginning to life together. If you have airline miles from business trips you've taken, then book a flight to an exotic locale as the foundation for a trip abroad. Consider your accommodations and your meals, as well as transportation around your destination when you're figuring out your honeymoon trip. If you can't afford to travel out of town, then stay at a hotel or inn nearby and don't tell anyone where you will be. Explore your hometown like a tourist, see the sights, take long naps, go out for dinner and dancing. Once you get to your romantic destination, remember it is the time you spend together that will be memorable. Take long walks together, enjoy a picnic lunch, and partake in free entertainment that the locals enjoy. Rest and relax from the excitement and exhaustion of your wedding and your everyday life. Turn your phones off and focus on each other. Back from your honeymoon, savor the first year of marital life. Whether you lived together before marriage or not, expect a little turbulence with your change in status. Usually there is a power struggle during the first year, with conflicted discussions about everything from who takes out the trash to how much money each of you spent the previous month. Don't be surprised if one of you seems to, quote, change. Be your loving self and calmly speak up about how you feel about how your relationship is going. Remember that marriage requires clear communication, honesty, respect for one another, and a whole lot of work. Be happy you found someone you love and with whom you want to live forever. Remember to tell each other, I love you, at least once a day. Greet each other on returning home with a kiss and welcome embrace. Remember birthdays and anniversaries with a memento of some kind, a card, a gift, some flowers, or a note. Listen to each other more and talk less. A marriage is a friendship. It takes nurturing, listening, attention, and thinking of your beloved's interest as well as your own. Just keep in mind that a wedding, as I mentioned before, is only 6 hours of your entire life together. Yes, you want it to go smoothly, you want it to be pretty, and of course, you want everything to flow as beautifully as it can. Do your best to stay focused on what your priorities are, stay within your budget, remember that you love this person, and remember that you love your parents and their family and your new family-to-be as well. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show on planning the weddings of your dreams that you can afford. Please email me any questions or thoughts to Barbie@MoneySmartsForYou.com and we'll cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at MoneySmartsForYou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.